KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 66 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 83. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Cass County Board of Supervisors are expected to act on a few matters during their meeting coming up at 9 o'clock this morning at the courthouse in Atlantic. According to the agenda, the board will act on approving an agreement for additional GIS or Geographic Information Systems services. During their meeting last week, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said an employee who was performing some GIS services along with other duties has moved, and the new employee will not be performing those services. Therefore, the county is planning to contract for those additional GIS services. Representatives from Snyder Geospatial, already under contract for GIS services for other areas, and Midland GIS Services presented proposals last week, which were taken under advisement. The board will also act today on a Conservation Park roadway project funding request. Conservation Director Micah Lee and two County Conservation Board members reported last week on a proposed project to asphalt the roadway at Cold Springs State Park south of Lewis. The project is estimated to cost about $109,000. Lee and the Conservation Board members requested assistance from the county to help fund the project. They suggested the project be paid for with 50% conservation funds and 50% from a general fund. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will act on approving the county employee handbook, in addition to hearing regular reports from various department heads. Construction has begun on a free lodging facility for families of sick or injured Nebraska and Western Iowa veterans being treated at the Veterans Hospital in Omaha. The $8 million Fisher House will include 16 hotel-style suites at a site near the Department of Veterans Affairs Medical Center. It's funded by the Fisher House Foundation with local donations and will be given to the VA when complete to operate as a federal building. It's expected to open late next year. There are more than 80 Fisher Houses and military and veterans hospitals around the U.S., as well as two in Europe. The program was begun in 1990 by philanthropist and real estate developer Zachary Fisher. Three people were arrested on separate charges Monday in Creston. Authorities say 28-year-old Adrie Evans of Creston was arrested at her residence on a charge of child endangerment. Evans was released from the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. 55-year-old Thomas M. McKinley of Lafayette, Indiana, was arrested in Creston for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance for his defense. He was later released on $1,300 bond. And 30-year-old Chelsea Kyle of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. She was later released from the Adams County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Creston resident had reported Sunday afternoon that sometime between 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, someone took his 2016 black single-axle dump trailer while it was parked on 240th just east of Clover. The loss was estimated at $1,000. Friday night, 30-year-old Robert Tyson Hall of Texas was arrested at Green Valley State Park near Creston for domestic abuse assault. Hall was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And a man from Creston reported that sometime between July 14th and 16th, someone took Snap-on and Craftsman tools and a toolbox from his vehicle. The loss was estimated at $1,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday had reported numerous recent arrests. Among them, Sunday night, 27-year-old Bernabel Castillo Jr. of South Sioux City, Nebraska, was arrested following a traffic stop on I-80 near Shelby on a vehicle with no license plates. Castillo was found to have an extraditable warrant out of Woodbury County. He was being held at the Pott County Jail pending extradition. Just before 1 a.m. Sunday, a deputy on patrol on Highway 92 near Council Bluffs responded to an unknown injury accident. He arrested 24-year-old Dustin William Arterburn for disorderly conduct by epithet or gesture, and simple domestic abuse assault. The report noted alcohol was a contributing factor to the incident. A traffic stop in Trainer Saturday evening resulted in the arrest of 59-year-old Jerry C. Sorensen of Council Bluffs. He was arrested for driving while barred, habitual offender, failure to appear on a citation, and absence from custody. His bond was set at $2,000. Friday night, 29-year-old Danae Christine McConaughey of Henderson was arrested in Henderson following a disturbance at a rural residence. McConaughey was charged with simple domestic abuse assault and assault without intent, causing bodily injury or mental illness. Her bond was set at $5,000 on the latter charge. Friday afternoon, 28-year-old Ryan John Michael Riley, who was already in the Pott County Jail, was presented with a warrant for being a fugitive from justice. Friday afternoon, 26-year-old Linda Ann Buckendahl was transported to the Pott County Jail from Osceola County in southeast Iowa to address a warrant for fraud. And late Friday morning, 42-year-old Tracy Irene McDougall of Crescent was served with a warrant at the Pott County Jail for absence from custody. She was already serving time for furnishing contraband to an inmate, the bond for which was set at $5,000. Investors across Iowa are taking advantage of new federal tax incentives designed to spur economic development in distressed communities. Radio Iowa's Olive Gardner reports.
They're called Opportunity Zones. 62 of these areas have been designated across the state. In Denison, Mayor Jared Boehmer announced last week 45 housing units will be built to address the community's housing shortage.
It's brought in local investors, and it'll probably bring in some money from outside of the community, and it could turn out to be quite a very useful tool.
Naomi Hamlet is a Des Moines city official, where an Opportunity Zone project is underway near Drake University.
The hope is that the program will provide economic stability, job growth, and improved housing conditions in disadvantaged areas that have traditionally been overlooked by the private sector.
I'm Olive Gardner.
Two U.S. senators have touted Opportunity Zones during political events in Iowa. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, a Republican, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who's also a Democratic presidential candidate, say the tax breaks help direct needed investment in both rural and urban communities. Well, 39 Iowa communities will soon be a little bit greener thanks to a $105,000 in tree planting grants from Alliant Energy and Trees Forever, Branching's Out partnership. Communities applied for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees that will add beauty and save energy. Many of the planting projects will also help to replace trees destroyed by the emerald ash borer or by storms, including in Marshalltown, where the 2018 tornado devastated many of that city's trees. In southwest Iowa, the city of Creston received $5,000 for plantings at the hospital, school, McKinley Park, and fairground buildings. The city of Greenfield received $3,828 to replace trees lost to a windstorm last year and street trees. In addition to the funds, communities also receive tree planting support from Trees Forever. A tree expert helps communities select the best species for their area, and that assists in creating a care and maintenance plan to make sure the new trees have long and healthy lives. And the 2019 Governor's Charity Steer Show at the Iowa State Fair marks the 37th consecutive year the beef industry has raised funds to help families who utilize the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Iowa. The show ring competition, as we mentioned, takes place Saturday, August 10th at 4 p.m. in the Pioneer Livestock Pavilion at the Iowa State Fair. Celebrities will accompany the young steer owners leading cattle around the ring while vying for the championship designation, showmanship honors, and the People's Choice Award. Among the Southwest Iowa teens showing their steers is Micaiah Smith of Charter Oak, who's showing the steer named Richard. Sponsor for that is Crawford County Cattlemen and Noram Cold Storage. The celebrity that'll be taking that steer around the ring will be Lieutenant Governor Adam Ring. Also, Kerrigan Mobley of Diagonal will take her steer named Richard around the ring as well. It's sponsored by Iowa Bankers Association. The celebrity will be Mike Pearson, host of the Ag News Daily Podcast and VP of Market Engagement at the Zahner Group. And Eric Plegman of Cumberland will have his steer named Thanks a Million, shown by Marsha Morales, an RMH volunteer. That steer is sponsored by the volunteer boards of Iowa Ronald McDonald House Charities. Immediately following the competition, the steers will be sold at auction with proceeds going to the McDonald House for Charities of Iowa. Both the show ring event and the auction are open to the general public. That's a look at the news this hour, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.